We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot. We are now in a new Masechet, Masechet Eruvin. We are in Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. HaKora She'amru. That Korah, that crossbeam, which was mentioned in the previous Mishnayot that Chachamim spoke about, that is used to make the Mavoi, the alleyway, fit to carry within it. This Korah, how big should it be? Rechava kedei lekabel ariach. It has to be wide enough in order to be able to receive and hold a small brick on it. Ve'ariach, and this small brick is chatzi levena shel shelosha tefachim. The ariach is a small brick which is half of a levena. It's half of a large brick which measures 3 tefachim. So a large brick is 3 tefachim, that's a levena. Chatzi levena is a ariach, and that means a hand breadth and a half. It means a tefach and a half. So a korah she'amru, the korah, the crossbeam that is needed, how wide does it have to be? Enough to be able to hold on it an ariach. An ariach is 1.5 tefachim, because an ariach is half of a levena, which is 3 tefachim. And therefore it's enough for the crossbeam, for the Korah, to be wide 1 tefach, because now that it's 1 tefach, it is sufficient to kedelekabel ariach leorko. It's able to hold the ariach across its width. If you have a Korah which is 1 tefach wide, you can put an ariach which is 1.5 across the width of the beam, and it will be able to be held there. And that's why, basically, bottom line, what is this Mishnah saying? That the width of the Korah has to be a minimum of 1 tefach. Now, Rechava kedelek, Mishnah Dalet says, Rechava kedelekabel ariach, ubri'a kedelekabel ariach. The crossbeam, the Korah, has to be wide enough to hold a small brick, as we just learned in Mishnah Gimel. And it also has to be bri'a. It has to be sturdy enough to hold an ariach, a small brick, and not to collapse. Rabbi Yehuda omer, rechava af al pi she'en bri'a. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's just wide enough to hold the ariach, and it's not, however, sturdy enough to actually support it, that's fine, it's sufficient. So according to Chachamim, however, it has to be wide enough to receive Ariach and strong enough to receive the Ariach. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.